So the headline here is that Pyros is a tech platform engineered to elevate efficiency in architectural and engineering drawing management. And it has recently, like I mentioned, secured a $2 million in seed funding. And in this latest round, this investment comes from a bunch of different investors and advisors, which have a bunch of different industry experience. And of course, when you take money, especially in AI, but in any industry, I think this is a really key component of that is, you know, getting it's, you know, there's smart money and dumb money. It's is the people giving you money for this startup. Do they have, you know, a special interest? Do they have special knowledge about your industry? Are they able to give you connections and knowledge? Or are they just simply a, you know, paycheck that is just going to be money in the bank account? And the idea here is that you're taking money from smart investors who have, you know, knowledge of the industry and are able to actually help push you forward in that. And that's really where you see the most value. So from my experience, I think that they're making the right move in this regard. And I think this is great. So among some of their contributors that are sort of noteworthy to this funding round, they have angel investors like Carl Bass, who's the former CEO of Autodesk. They have Joseph Walla from HelloSign. They have Ryan Sutton Gee from the construction software firm PlanGrid, right? Obviously, they're kind of in this construction space, so that's a really big move. And then they have some big people, some big venture capitalists. They have Y Combinator. They have Funders Club, and they have 22 Ventures also kind of joining in the round. And I think this really kind of indicates a very robust vote of confidence in the startup's prospects. And the other thing I want to mention here is the fact that they have a lot of really solid people on this round. They're raising $2 million, which some might say is not a ton of money, but this is a seed round, right? So this is the very beginning of this company. They're getting it kicked off. And pretty much these people investing right now are saying that they have confidence in this company to execute on the strategy. They have confidence mostly in the founders that they're going to be able to pull this off and that they have, you know, set this up in a way that gives them a moat and kind of is setting themselves up for success. So Pyros is more than just a tool, technically. It's a solution aimed at transforming detail management in architectural and engineering practices. So essentially how this works is by automatically categorizing and cataloging drawing sets, which are essentially the, you know, this is the backbone of any design firm. What they're doing is they're solving an industry-wide inefficiency. So traditionally, firms have been forced to virtually discard valuable design details by storing them in unsearchable, you know, on-premise servers. That's how these design companies do. And I know people in this industry specifically, in this architectural designing kind of space. And this is how it goes. So this process is, you know, really not only waste resources, but also compels professionals to reinvent the wheel for each new project. So what really kind of they're trying to, the way that they're really trying to set themselves apart is their centralized searchable platform. So the technology allows design professionals to shift their focus from, you know, mere documentation to actual design work. And that is kind of a big focus shift. So automated aggregation and storage ensures that all deliverables are centrally housed and easily retrievable for future projects. So the CEO of Pyros and the co-founder is Ari Banan, and he offered his insights. He said, every company has tried to build out a small catalog, so about a couple hundred details, and these will be the most common details that they've used. There's just never been the tools to expand the catalog beyond 100 to 200 or even 500 details, he added. Then he also said, now our average company has over 10,000 searchable details on the platform. So with that ability, any new architect, any new engineer that joins the firm quickly gets up to speed on the different standards of that office. Very, very interesting. And obviously that is a big jump, right? If you're going from 100 details to being able to do 10,000 searchable details. And, you know, it makes a big difference, especially for new people coming onto the firm to be able to get picked up to speed. So Pyros is rapidly gaining traction in the industry. Already, I think they're adopted by over 30 different firms, including some really big ones. They got KPFF Engineers and RAMSA. That's, I think the platform is clearly filling a long-standing void in the sector, something that's been needing to be done for a long time, and they're the first ones to do it. I think one of the exciting features of Pyros is its use of artificial intelligence. So by leveraging metadata from building information models, the platform can index and convert this information into a reusable 2D asset catalog. So furthermore, it also uses clustering algorithms to provide multiple versions of similar conditions, allowing users to select the most suitable one. The platform is designed specifically to integrate with any firm's existing tools and workflows. And I think so far feedback indicates especially high adoption rates among younger architects and engineers, a fact that Barinium finds both surprising and motivating. And Perios intends to associate this freshly secured $2 million in seed funding towards team expansion, product enhancements, and market growth. So one of the anticipated features will leverage AI to automatically identify optimal versions of each design detail and offer user recommendations. So by zooming in on the often neglected area of architectural detail management, Perios is positioning itself as sort of an industry pioneer. The company has aspirations to revolutionize the way buildings are designed and documented, but as Barian puts it, he said, quote, "We build our product exactly as we would have wanted to use it." I think in any business, in any startup, that is the key and the goal. Build it the way that you would actually use it, come from an industry that you've worked on, and I think you'll be able to find that product market fit that is often very elusive for many founders.